kids' quest for smog and open-top buses has led them to the spiritual godfathers of all things London. Here's Chaz.
I'm Chaz.
And here's Dave.
And I'm Dave.
But I'll be working hard to reach my target. Do you want to be up for a day trip down to Mark?
Well, that was the band that made me pick up a guitar in the first place. I was about nine. Well, I didn't pick up then, but it made me want to. I didn't pick up until I was 16, but I still listen to him.
Yeah, well, what a lovely thing to say, because that's the sort of G-up we like.
Yeah.
We love all that. I mean, Lonnie Donegan made us pick up guitars, and now we've made him pick. It's great.
They've got a humour that I laugh with them. I can see what they're doing in parts, you know. I think, yeah, that's great, that. It's like, I was listening to one of theirs last night. Shall I try a bit? That's all I've learned yet.
We like some of their tunes, they're good.
I like that beat of Pete on that album made me laugh. And he goes, get out of it. That one. That's good, isn't it?
In recent months, the boys even played a couple of gigs with their heroes.
We did get crowd surfers, about eight of them, I think. So we've made it now, we've got crowd surfers.
A mate of mine, his son just come back from the States, and he landed at the airport, got on a motor, went straight to the Libertines gig, and he said to his dad, I couldn't believe it. He said, there's 5,000 people there all singing a Sideboard song.
Anthony Thornton.
You, I, everybody else in that whole world knows her. A silly band who plays Snookaloopy and Gertrude and Rabbit, and, you know, had a couple of novelty hits, and thanks very much.
I don't care.
With Pete and with Carl, they genuinely love this band. They absolutely worship them because they do represent this kind of faded musical glamour of Britain.
I like the spirit, I like the feeling, I like the tradition, the romanticism about their lives, the way they tell stories in 3-minute songs which evoke a whole landscape of lives and dreams, tradition, generations.
I think an old-fashioned aesthetic. The days when footballers didn't have slogans emblazoned across their shirts, and you have adverts, pipe smoke and brandy, big old chairs in the front room, open fires and drumming that song. Man, Pippa's doing it on Terry Thomas's teeth.
Toast and beer from the wood and old Terry Thomas's teeth. Jerry and Chet and Cannon and Ball and Banjo picking Bill Keith.
I mean, we don't harp on it all the time and say, weren't the olden days fantastic and the new days horrible? But we do remember the good things about the old days, and I think everybody should. That's what
I love. I always said I was nostalgic for it didn't exist. And I was quite pleased with that, because I thought it was quite a clever thing to say, but it's not.